Ali Salami, welcome to the programme.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm ageless but I'm out of time. I'm thoughtless but I've got a lot on my mind. Generation L, lost in love.
Generation Lost, it's one of the songs on your new album. Which generation are you talking about? Is it your own?
Yeah, but I think it sort of stretches, you know, in terms of generation we're talking about. I'm talking about anyway, like this period of time, which is from the late 70s to 2000s or whatever. Yeah, all those generations who are in the postmodern era or live with, in the post-Cold War era, I guess.
In what way is this generation lost then?
In quite a few ways. We're more fractured than ever, even though we're more connected than ever. Like, we're more fractured socially and mentally than ever. We have everything we've ever could ask for compared to the past. Like, you know, warm homes, central heating, travel, cars.
I'm tasteless, but I can charm a beer. They say that it's hopeless, but I'm still here. Generation.
We live in a world where, at least in the Western world, like a capitalist sort of environment where people, if there's a gap in the market of some sort of need, people will fill it. It seems sort of like an abundance of just satisfaction, but we are more depressed than ever. And I think that's got something to do with the fact that we have grown out of God, but we haven't replaced God with anything, the concept of God. Personally, I'm not religious, but I think there's an obvious value in it, in that it was a very simple connector for people.
Sort of social cement.
Yeah, exactly. It was social cement. And we've sort of disemboweled the idea of it. But we haven't filled up the space with anything constructive and simple and universal. So it's separated into all these weird ideologies and, like, and then the advent of the internet, which seemed more positive at first, and obviously, you know, it's shown its colours with different ways people can attack entire nations using the internet and using information. And plus what people just are willingly doing themselves, which is just going into their own corner. People are less willing, I've noticed anyway, myself, less willing to speak to each other.
I scrolled down and hit a link that Westminster had been closed. Five people dead, a madman's head lay there leaking on the road. He'd used a car to plow a crowd, stabbed a cop when he imposed. All censors out the picture, so ISIS struck a pose. The ISIS crisis! The ISIS crisis! The ISIS crisis!
This song is called Terrorism, the ISIS crisis. In the opening verse, you say, I scroll down and hit a link that Westminster had been closed. Five people dead, a man's head lay there leaking on the road. So you're referring to the Westminster attacks in March 2017. So was that what set it off? It was when you saw those images, thought, I'll write a song about it?
No, I wanted to write a song about it before. And then, you know, stuff like that was happening a lot. And then that was the one where it's like, you know, because it's down the road. Like, so it's like,
you're a London boy.
Yeah, it's like, I think that was just around the time when I wrote it. So that was the latest incident I was referring to. And I think that everything that happened around that was exactly what I was intending to address during the song. So when that happened, that's part of the reason why I wanted to make it as simple as possible.
Logic states that if you bomb my home, I might not be alone when I remember, and I might need jihad to fill the hole.
What annoys me is that, again, with the fractured way people sort of absorb information now, it's like it became like a taboo to even suggest that like Islam was like a maybe a negative religion or a negative thing. But it's like a lot of intelligent people, very popular thinkers, were saying that, and it's just like when you listen to them, it's like, yeah, that's a good point, you know. So other intelligent thinkers disagree with them, and you listen to them, yeah, that's a good point. But essentially there is like a middle ground where, yeah, you could argue it's a negative religion, but you could also argue it's negative people that paint it in a negative light, and that it's actually just about psychopaths, you know, being psychopaths, which has been consistent throughout history since we've been around.
A group of brainwashed holy men, full only a fraction of the frame. Vivid street level expendables, pawns born of this play. And any day now, we might just find a way to turn.
Alay Salami, there are some quite heavy themes on this album, but the melodies are quite jolly and uplifting. It's an interesting contrast, right?
The lyrics will always have to fit the music.
She has grown to know it well, and she can tell that England is unwell.
So say if you then talk about England is unwell, right? So I'm talking about like quite a dark topic, maybe, I don't know. But to me, that's like the same as listening to a musical like Oliver, you know. Mm-hmm. It sounds really nice. Like you dance to it, you got to pick a pocket or two. Like it's just, it eases the listener in to listening. I personally don't think everything has to sound moody.
High in English chivalry gave chase Jennings stop. But when he did catch up with them, they stabbed him and he dropped. He never rose again, but a country swelled where a hero rose and fell. He'd grown to know it well, and he could tell that England wasn't well.
That song I wrote a while ago, and like nothing much has changed.
Are you worried about Brexit?
Yeah. But it's like, I don't know, it's all a bit comical right now. Like, I'm worried about Brexit because the moment it happened, because I travel in Europe a lot, and like I have loads of friends from Europe, and I have to travel a lot. So immediately when that happened, things got more expensive for me. Getting a new passport is just awkward. Living outside of the country, which I might want to do, becomes like a headache all of a sudden unless you get a visa. It just all seems a bit babyish and stupid. It's just silly.
So who have you been inspired by musically? Maybe we could hear some kind of Bob Dylan influences on your first album, but on this one, anybody in particular?
They're all on the front cover. This album's like a mishmash of all those sounds.
Yeah, we can see Bob Dylan, we can see Paul McCartney.
I'm more of a Lennon guy, but I'm standing in front of John Lennon. And I think George Harrison made the best solo album out of all of them.
Which one?
All Things Shall Pass.
So it's mainly music from the 60s and 70s then?
For me personally, that's the most ambitious period of music. Obviously, they didn't have like hip-hop then and stuff like that, but to me, like, when I listen to that music, it really consistently, like, you know, and we're talking about stuff that was in the charts and like stuff the masses listened to, and it was like feeding your mind.
And Cassandra won't come back for the rest of me.
Like Bob Dylan, you play guitar and harmonica. How much of an inspiration has he been?
I think the thing that inspired me most to play music, because otherwise I'd be fantasizing maybe about being in punk bands or whatever, but I think when really like listened to Bob Dylan, he wasn't particularly a special guitar player, but it was very extremely powerful, and the power came from the poetry, and I knew that poetry was what I do, and it made me want to have a conversation with him, because, like, you know, in that sort of lineage of music. If we're talking about Bob Dylan, it's the fact that he was an artist. He wasn't just a musician. He, like, to me, there's a difference.
Stormy weather in the cracks of an altered art. Hold my form together.
It was about being an artist and, like, really doing something and, like, putting something in to what you're doing. And to me, that's with anything I'm doing, if I'm writing or doing this or painting or drawing, then that's what I'm interested in. It's about being an artist.
Ale Salami, thanks very much. It was good talking to you.
You too. Thank you.
I need answers.